Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you boys and girls. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book, which is now coming out once again with an epilogue, which will update the book from 2006 to present day. Wow, the time flies, huh? 5 years. But anyway, one thing that distresses me, and I see it more and more every day, I caught it first at the 911 hearings when they swore everybody in and they asked them. I used to joke. I said they didn't even use a Bible. They used the yellow pages. But when they swore everybody in, they said, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you? And all the jerks said yes. So, now we fast forward 10 years, and I'm watching Christopher Shays. I think he's from Connecticut. He's a flag burner of record, and if you looked at him, you would think he was Mr. America. And he's so smooth, but when nobody's looking, he opens up the matchbook cover and he strikes a match to burn Old Glory. I don't know if he votes to kill kids, but I do know that he voted to burn Old Glory. And he's a party over country animal. So he was swearing in. He was having a hearing. I forget which hearing it was. And he was swearing in somebody. I said, let me catch this. And sure enough, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Not even a so help you. They even cut out the so help you. You know what? I got to tell you, if I was at that hearing and he asked me that question, I'd say, that's not the oath. That's not the oath that I an American swears to. You left out so help me God. Now, if you don't put in so help me God, I'm not swearing to anything. And then they would order my arrest and I would be a martyr. Yeah, we're in trouble, my friends. We're losing our country and everybody thinks that nothing's going to happen to us until after Obama's gone. You know what you better watch out for? The Democrats may turn around and cut a deal with Obama for him to not run again. If the Democrats feel that Obama is going to lose, they're not going to run him. I think I want to be with the woman I love. He'll do a Duke of Windsor routine. Yeah, I just want to be with the woman I love, and I want to devote all my life to her. Where did I hear that last? I think it was Bill Clinton at the Monica Lewinsky hearings. Another Duke of Windsor. Yeah, oh, God help us, man. The Duke of Windsor gave up his throne to marry a divorced woman because divorce is not acceptable in the Anglican Church that was founded by Henry VIII. Who didn't bother to divorce him, he just beheaded them. Yeah, if you got a divorce, you were lucky. Oh, please, Lord, give me a divorce. And now there's a big wedding coming up, and some of us are excited, and of course it's not the same as Jersey Girls. I got to say, I admire the girl. I'm in love with the girl. If I had a phone number, I'd call her and I'd say, the guy you're marrying is losing his hair. Yeah, you could do better. But she dresses immaculately. And of course, all Hollywood's waiting till they can get some dirt on her. Yeah, like she doesn't bathe in milk. Yeah, Hollywood. Imagine comparing the likes of Kate, sweet Kate, to the dirt bags that they serve up on Pornowood. Yeah. Kate's got class. And I even like that little ring she wears. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Savage is doing a routine tonight. He plays some bolero music, and he's giving advice to the lovelorn. And I could never do that because, a guy would call and say he's having problems with his girl. And my first question would be, is she a looker? And what's her favorite flower? And what's her favorite food? And what's her phone number? One thing that's, we'll now go into distressing news. Of course, you know, they're going after Trump. Trump is now a racist. I got to tell you, when I run for president, I'll be the other president of the United States. I'm telling the people up front what I am. I'm not going to lie. I don't have to lie. I will tell the truth. If it kills me, I'll tell the truth. For example, I believe in segregation. I believe boys and girls should be separated till they reach the age of reason. And in the United States, that's 29, going on 35. I am a racist. I won't deny it. I am a racist. And my favorite race is the Kentucky Derby. And here's my campaign promise that will definitely get me elected. I promise the American people, I will only steal half of what my opponent is stealing. Now we come to Mother's Day, and I'll open up with a Mother's Day tune. So stand by, and I'll give you a Latin American Mother's Day tune. God bless the Latinos. Let's fast backwards. I made a mistake. I'm going to give you the tribute to Latino mothers, but let me just spin the wheel a little bit. You've noticed that everything is anti-God and anti-country on the part of the media. You can't find a radio station or a TV station that today plays the Star-Spangled Banner. 2 days ago, 9 Americans were gunned down by an Afghan officer. They were backshot in Afghanistan. And the big news when it broke was NATO troops killed. 9 NATO troops killed. And then, after the headline sort of fizzled out, then they inserted the word American. When you see NATO troops being killed in any war zone, they are Americans. The majority are Americans. In this case, it was 9 out of 9. Okay? This is a new rule, and that's to take America's eyes off the body count. But here's something to think about. In Afghanistan, in about June or July of this year, of this past year, Obama had passed the killed in action count that Bush had for 8 years. Bush had a KIA count in Afghanistan of 461, and Obama passed it last June. And you can add 9 more to it. And the media hates this country and is working with Obama to destroy it. You've only got a Savage said it tonight. The only truth that's still left is a little bit of Fox, which is barely hanging on, before that gets overwhelmed. The internet, which the government is racing to take over and tax, and talk radio. And the way they'll take out talk radio is they'll acquire those companies and change the menu. And that's how talk radio will be wiped out. And there's nobody on our side that's doing anything. If I was Donald Trump, I would buy New York One. I would own that communist station that never flew a flag, but there's a French one in the back office. So, having said that, the only guy that pays a tribute to the troops religiously is Mark Levin, and he plays America the Beautiful every Friday night. The tune I'm going to play for you is the one that is closest to my heart. The first part of the tune is Taps for the 9 guys who got gunned down. And the second tune is the Star-Spangled Banner. And when you listen to this Star-Spangled Banner, it has 47 scratches on a vinyl record. That Star-Spangled Banner was played during the lives of the original cast of World War II. And you think about that. And every time you hear a scratch, just count off 8,000 Americans who died so that you and I could complain about secondhand smoke and take God and country out of the education system and insert something foreign and foul. You think about that. And I was watching an interview of World War II veterans, and I forget what group it was. Was it a bomber group? No, it was Bataan Death March. And the guy says, there's 1,000 of us left. And when we're gone, nobody will remember what we went through. And he's right. And it's really sad. There'll be nobody to tell his story. And you know what? It'll be deleted just with the hit of a key. It will be deleted, and they will substitute some Mickey Mouse crap that means nothing. But just another way of breaking America and the spirit of America so that they never again dare to be great. And it's being done by the insiders. And if you want to do your country a favor, when you go and vote, vote everybody out of office that's in. Vote them all out. Every one of them. No matter how good a job they did. You got to send a message. We want a fresh deck. No more terms for termites. And only one term. And you don't have to pass a law. When I come back in 4 years, I'm voting that guy out too. And let me tell you, you'll get when you ring up your congressman, you'll get a, hello, this is me. So let me give you a tribute. Let me give a tribute to the 9 guys who took it. And I got something to say about that too. I'll just say it real quickly. When you have an outsider inside a group that could hurt you, regardless of whether or not he says he's your friend, he's an outsider, he's a foreigner, somebody has to be on his blind side with a weapon pointed at him and has to be faster than he can spin and shoot. You use that as a general rule of thumb, and if the guy is as innocent as the driven snow, as pure as the driven snow, he won't be offended. And if he's planning to kill you, he'll be very disappointed because you beat him to the draw. And this isn't the first time. The last time, it was another 8 or 9 guys, and they were all CIA, and they were in a room with an informer, and they let their guard down. They thought the informer was one of them. Somebody with a weapon should have been on his blind side with that weapon pointed at him. And when he raised it to the kill position, they should have killed him. So, forewarned is forearmed. Now let me give you a tribute to a tune that never gets played anymore, but in your father's time it was played every night at 11 o'clock. You remember your father or your grandfather, married to one woman, made $60 a week, paid $37 a month rent, and his favorite saying was, no wife of mine will work, just raised 5 kids. And when your sister went out, nobody messed with her because she had 3 brothers that would be looking for you in 10 minutes. Now we have date rape. They had to reclassify rape in this country because the stats were too high. So if you get raped in college, it's considered date rape. Yeah, you couldn't do that in my time. You would be a rooftop salesman. You would be sailing off that roof. Hang in there. come back. You know, when they talk about going after the big profiteers like Exxon, I don't buy it. Exxon is an American company employing American people, and they're being driven overseas. The goal of the communists is to destroy the industry of the United States. And here's another question for you. When Bush and Cheney met with the oil barons in the White House, for months, the communist press said, what did they talk about? What deal did they make? And Cheney said, we're not telling you. And they were livid. They went to court. They tried to get legal action for him to reveal what went on, who was there, who they talked to. But very quietly, during this communist spring break, 10 Democrats got on Nancy Pelosi's jumbo jet with the Naugahyde toilet seats and flew to China. Now, what did they go to China for? And what deal did they make? And what is it that they don't want us to know? You think they just went there to see how a Planned Parenthood works in China? You hold the girl under the water? Huh? Is that what they went to see? They're getting ideas on partial birth abortion? Or how to cook a dog? Yeah, a delicacy. You're being sold out. 51% of the country is already communist. And Obama is flying into Tornado Alley tonight to hold hands with the Southerners who he hates. He won't go near the Gulf Coast now because everybody there is out of work. Yeah, there's a black waitress that can't serve shrimp because they're out of stock. 57% of the blacks in the United States live in the Southland. Many are real farmers, not the fake ones that Fannie Mae and Freddie Frick cooked up. But guys that are breaking their backs, and they're only one vote, and the fake farmers are 10 votes, so they're going to take care of the ten fake farmers. The other scary statistic is 49% of Americans pay no income tax. I think if you ever saw what goes through the welfare system in the United States, you would go out and buy two guns. And then you would look for names and addresses of congressmen and senators. The Republican Party is a party of wussy, wussy, wussies. They're afraid to stand up to Obama. They're hoping that Obama gets caught forging his birth certificate, which is not an issue. We never said it was an issue. We didn't believe. We always believed he had a birth certificate. We're not racist like Donald Trump. We're Republicans. Yeah. What you are is the worst of the worst. You don't even have the guts. At least Trump got the answer to the American people in 30 days. Now, who are you going to send to work? Somebody that couldn't get an answer for 2.5 years? Or a guy that can get you an answer in 30 days? And he may not be happy with the answer that he got. Trump has gotten support not because he's from New York, not because he is a billionaire, not because he is aloof, not because he fires people, unless it's a president. But because he gets things done. 2.5 years we waited to see this guy's birth certificate, and Trump got it done in 30 days. And he's taking credit for it, and why not? Savage says if you don't toot your own horn, nobody will do it for you. And Trump knows how to play the game. And you know what? The press can label him 6 ways to Sunday, but then they got to face him. And they haven't got the cojones. Oh, they'll go after a Bob Dole. They'll go after an Orrin Hatch. But they're not going to go after DT. because DT will phone home.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Now, am I a fan of Trump? No. I'll tell you why I'm not a fan of Trump. Because I never saw him give a free room to a GI. And I'm sure there were times when he had empty hotel rooms. And he could have said, let's comp some GIs. You know, we got a whole mountain, 10th Mountain Division upstate New York. And never once did this scum mayor ever give the keys to the city to those guys who are keeping his city from going up in flames tonight. But he'll go and bless a jihad victory mosque with a spit balcony that can reach the World Trade Center holy ground. Yeah. And he'll appoint a woman who will do his dirty work. And he'll change his term of office to 3 terms. And you know what that is? That's a Democrat. He ran as a Republican. There are no Republicans in New York City. There are none. There's no such thing as a Republican. That's Democrat light. And you know what? There's no such thing as a Republican anymore. That's Democrat light too. The only real people are the ones who remember history. And you know what? Like General MacArthur, they just fade away. And when they go, you take a good look at your children, especially the boys, because they're going to be ripped from your arms to go to the front line that all of a sudden came up in 10 minutes. And we don't have a draft, so we're going to come to your house and get your kids. And don't think that your son's going to be a peacenik, because let me tell you, all you got to do is go back to Paris in World War II when they had to take men out of nightclubs and put them in taxi cabs and send them to the front line in suits. And who else did that? Saddam Hussein. When the draft comes, you may not get a notice in the mail. You may get a big truck that pulls up and you get on with 25 other guys. So, right now, we're short on Spartans. You hear them saying we're spread too thin and we're only in Afghanistan, Iraq, and this diversion called Libya, which should be Syria, but it won't be Syria because the Democrats have their party headquarters in 2 places outside the United States, Havana and Damascus. Nancy Pelosi, the same crew that's in China cutting a deal to take down America, went to Damascus and sat in the palace with Bashar al-Assad. And if you Google Pelosi's trip to Syria, Jimmy Carter's trip to Syria, Dennis Kucinich's trip to Syria, Bill Bayonet the Baby's Nelson from Florida, the astronaut with 2 S's in Syria, you'll see pictures. And they're all sitting around the same Ottoman table with Bashar al-Assad. They don't show you the pictures of them licking his ankles. And the same Democrats that went to visit.
Hang in there, boys and girls. We got to switch gas tanks here. Hang in there. Let me see what we got here. All right, here we go.
The head of the Ba'ath Party in Syria went to Iraq and visited Saddam Hussein, the head of the Ba'ath Party in Iraq, who sent his weapons of mass destruction to the Ba'ath Party in Syria. And you know who went to Iraq? Senator Banya, Thompson, and McDermott. Some are senators, some are congressmen. They might all be congressmen. But those three, and all three vote to burn the flag. And I'll bet you, if you check the roster of the 10 that are in China, they all vote to burn the flag too. The only Democrat that does not vote to burn the flag is Dianne Feinstein. And I, for the life of me, I can't figure out why. I think it's because she had blood that shed blood. And she can't in good conscience do it, which is a good sign. She has a little bit of a conscience. Now, if she could just like kids, it'd be great. So, having said that, let me give you, that's another thing. This party of death divides us all. They will pitch white against black, husband against wife, straight guys against gay guys. And the saddest part of all is when they divvy up the Latino community, and they will turn Puerto Ricans against Cubans. And if you're black and you're an American Republican, you're an Uncle Tom. And the Cuban people, I feel sorry for, because they got sold out in Cuba and they got sold out in the United States. They were betrayed on both sides of the Caribbean. And they've had to make their own way and watch their children being sent back to Havana, thanks to the Democrats who raided a Cuban community in Florida during Easter week. How's that? And they stomped grandmothers into the ground to get to Elian Gonzalez, and they accused the grandmothers of being terrorists because they were fighting back with holy pitchers and rosaries. And Bill Clinton orchestrated that, and that was part of the grand plan to open up DNC headquarters in Havana, which they're going to do very shortly. Your country is being sold piece by piece, and one day, many people will come to this land to take what's left. And that's when you'll get your knock on the door. So this next tune is dedicated to the Cuban people who got sold out at the Bay of Kennedy's.
Mama, abuela.
How many times have you heard somebody say, did you see that thing on TV last night, that crap that was on? And the person you're talking to turns around and goes, I never watched that crap. That show is terrible. I never watched that show. You want to know the sad part? The sad part is they don't care about you. They don't care if you're watching that. First off, it's in your cable bill. It's subsidized. And you're subsidizing it. But putting that aside, they don't care about you. They want the next generation. They've got the next generation. They've got the zombies. They don't want you. And you know what their rule of thumb is? How can you miss what you never had? How can you recognize the unrecognizable? So, I happen to be... I have always believed that Comedy Central is Communist Central, and that the snide specter of a comedy that they present is always anti-God and anti-country. And you'd say, well, that's the attitude of Americans today, but it's not. It's the performance of anti-God and anti-country people who get rewarded for doing just that. Spitting on the cross, spitting on their ancestry, and spitting on the American flag. You never see, and you know what cracks me up? Every time you see a war movie, it's always played by an actor who never served in the military. Not even a private. Alec Baldwin is General Do-Nothing. It's ridiculous. Sean Penn played a baby-raping Marine in a Vietnam movie. How's that? How's that for sticking it to all the guys who gave their lives? How's that? How's that for graveyard spitting? That's why I call Comedy Central Communist Central. If Charles Manson had a comedy routine, he would be top banana on Communist Central. I never saw so many gifted guys waste their God-given talents and go scummy on God and country. I watched the last three quarters of Colin Powell Quinn's Jerry Seinfeld's sponsored show. Jerry recently pulled his Judas bid on Eric Trump. Eric was hosting a fundraiser for the kids in St. Jude's Hospital, and Jerry did an Obama and pulled up lame at the post at the last minute, saying he only supported his patron, St. Judas. But the big Judas was Colin Quinn. I loved the last three quarters of the show. It was very savvy, comparing Al-Qaeda to a barroom fight. So you can imagine how thrilled I was when I caught the first quarter of what I had missed. Boy, was I ashamed that this big-mouthed son of a bitch had dared to knock the religion of his ancestors and pissed on their graves like Larry Scumbag did to Jesus in the bathroom scene under the Antichrist guise of comedy. That's how the communists get you. They call it comedy, and they stick the knife into your heart. Ha, ha, ha. Larry now holds the title of an anti-Semitic Semite from the House of David. His stunt will set Israel back 50 years. He will be the reason that people say, they have no use for us and we have no use for them. Larry is a divider. He is a starring member of the Divide and Conquer Party. Split the nation and never stand, let it stand united ever again. Larry has no problem. He will stuff his pockets as innocent people are persecuted for his lack of Catholic respect. What Larry fails to realize is that the picture he pissed on was the picture of a good Jew betrayed by a kiss and the words, Hail Rabbi. But Larry is a schmuck, and he will answer in the next life to his creator, Bo Pio. The Celtic Judas is the real rat. He played the Irish Catholic card on his mother, his grandmother, and every church-going Irishman who ever walked the earth. And I can tell you, no Catholic was laughing at his joke. So who was his audience? This Rosie O'Donnell in a sweatshirt did more damage to his image than if he had had a bowel movement on stage and ate it. The good thing about Judas was he only sold out for 30 pieces of silver. Colin Quinn gave a discount on his heritage. That was not communist. That was not comedy. That was a communist mission to destroy religion. How hard up can you be that you would throw away the lives of saints in your own family for 15 minutes of communist glory? They say in Dante's hell, the lowest level is reserved for those who betray a trust. We trusted you, Colin, to be an Irish American we could be proud of. And there's no difference between what you did and spitting the sacred host in a priest's face at communion. Did you ever mention the millions of Catholics who serve God? Did you ever name the holy orders who take no money except to buy a shawl for a nun who taught 100,000 children to read? You give a new twist to the name Mocker. I know where you were on Good Friday. Let me hear you say, give us Barabbas and Larry David the pisser. 50 years ago in my country, you'd have to hide for a year. Larry Davis would have round-the-clock protection. But today, America is outclassed by the likes of you. For your penance, go to St. Raymond's Cemetery and shout to the Celtic crosses on the graves, forgive me, Father, I know not what I do. Let me take a break. I'm watching the Southland take a hit. You know, that's two hits the Southland has taken within the last year. The first hit was the oil spill, where BP bribed the president with $20 billion and now is getting favors in return, which you and I won't hear about, but we can suspect. And now this tornado that tore through Alabama and Mississippi, and our American brothers and sisters took a terrible hit. But you know what? You can see the resilience in them. Those are real Americans. They have the fixins, and there'll be no Bono at doing a concert for Alabama. But you know what? They're not counting on anybody, and chances are they won't get it. Or the president's going down there for a photo op, like the photo op he took in Dover Air Force Base early in the morning when one coffin was unloaded from a plane. Yeah, he's been advised to go there. He has no love for the Southland. If he had love for the Southland, he never would have let those rigs go to Brazil. He put a lot of people out of work by punishing people for buying gasoline. That's what you're getting punished. You're being punished for buying gasoline. Hang in there a second. This president has declared war on the American people. He is punishing us for buying gasoline. And he's going to teach us a lesson. And the lesson's going to be $7 a gallon. And let me tell you, if I was Al-Qaeda sitting in the Middle East tonight, I would have plans to blow up one Saudi refinery. And you watch the price of gas go to $10 a gallon. That's all Al-Qaeda's got to do is blow up a Ras Tanura, or Jubail, and it's all over. It's all over. And you know what? They'll tell you you can't drill on your own land because there's a dart snail. We can transplant dart snails. We can transplant any endangered species. We can rent land in Australia for endangered species. We don't have to listen to this communist crap. Stop buying the brown toothpaste. It tastes terrible. So that's what he's doing. He's punishing us all. And you know, the big companies, just like the banks rolled over. And you know who paid? We paid. You know when the banks rolled over? When Al Sharpton, the racist, and Jesse Jackson, the racist, went into a bank and said, if you don't loan money to people who can't pay it back, we're going to label you a racist. And then guys like Barney Frank and Christopher Dodd twisted the knife all the way in to those bankers' backs and said, you either go along with the program or we're going to accuse you of redlining. So you know what the banks did? They said, okay, we give in. We'll do it your way. We know these guys can't pay. We know we're not going to get paid. You know what? We'll take the hit, and then we'll pass it right back to you. And you can pass it on to all the suckers that put you in office. And that's what they did. They turned around. They had piles of mortgages that defaulted, and they handed them back to Barney Frank and Christopher Dodd, and they turned around and they gave Jamie Gerulich a job to pay $25 million, the girl who broke up the FBI and the CIA marriage. They paid her $25 million on a go broke a committee. Go for broke. Go for broke used to be a fighting motto. Now it's the Democrat Party motto. Go for broke. And that's what they're doing. If you ever seen what's going out in welfare and food stamps and all of the, and who's getting it? There are people that don't even speak English that are getting it. They just came here and they're on Social Security. They just turned 65 in Russia. It's time to come and get Social Security. You don't know how many scams are going on. You know what you would have to do to stop this rape of the United States? The first thing you'd have to do is no visas to anyone for a year. and all foreign aid. Sorry, guys, we're fresh out. We're going to have to take a sabbatical. And we'll start a new program, but for 1 year, we got to get our debt down. We got to cut it in half. And you know who can cut it in half? Or come pretty close to it, and may even do better? DT. DT, phone home. Donald Trump. You know why? Because he knows a BSer when he hears one. And he's not going to listen to all of that horse crap. Savage said something very important tonight, that one of the biggest mistakes that Republican politicians make when they run for when they take a run for the brass ring on the merry-go-round, they take in a former Democrat advisors to advise them on how to win. And you don't do that. Take in housewives. Take in businessmen. That's what Trump's got going for himself. How can his guy in 30 days rise when all these other people have been jockeying for position and the most they can get is 6 points, 8 points, and the Donald comes in and he goes, let's see the papers. And Obama gives him the papers. And Obama says, hi, I'm Barack Obama. I was born in Hawaii. Yeah, I didn't hear no ukuleles playing. Yeah, Donald Trump has a lot of shortcomings, I'm sure. But you know what? So did Bill Clinton, and they told us the sun rose and set on his buttocks. So we got a clean house. Both parties got to go. Kali-wali, wishy-washy Republicans have to be turned out. And we can cut that budget deficit in half. And when the UN says, send us our money, we'll send them tiles and soap for one building only. And say, do the best you can. So, hang in there. If you get one of Patton, look up one of Patton's speeches, his final farewell to the troops. And in it he says, the rest of the world better start looking out for itself. Because if we're going to take care of them, we'll go broke. So his prediction has come true. The more people that handle money, the more money disappears. From one hand to another hand is the longest journey that money should make. When you put middlemen in committees and all these happy horse crap guys running for election instead of working for 4 years, they run for an election for 4 years or 6 years, you're inviting looting. And that's what's going on. You have no idea what's being, how many times a day you're being bought and sold. What you got to do is, you got to start putting money into the locks box instead of promissory notes. And don't think that the communists don't want to break the bank here. They would love to break the bank. They would like to see a Social Security destroyed. And you know why? Not to destroy Social Security, to destroy the U.S. military. Because that's what's going to happen. You see these worms running around now saying open the strategic oil reserves and take the pressure off, but don't reduce the tax? Yeah. Those are the depleters. Those are the ones who take you down. Those are the ones that will be running on empty, both in the oil reserves and in your bank account. And don't think they're not looking at your 401k. They got plans for that. You're a sitting duck. And you're not even, and pretty soon you won't even be the goose that lays the golden egg. You see the dizzying heights of gold and silver? Can you believe that gold and silver is here? And every time you turn on the TV, there's another guy saying, buy gold. I'm from the Monex. I'm from this place. So buy gold. Gold is your best chance. What are you going to do with your dollars? What are you going to do when nobody wants to take them? That can't happen. Pray to God it doesn't happen, because we're all in trouble if that happens. How sad. I met a guy from Argentina
in 98 in Kuwait. He was selling cattle to the Kuwaitis. And he told me a story about Argentina was having a phenomenal period of inflation. And he was building a brand new ranch. And he was buying windows for the construction job. And he called the window company and he said, I need 50 windows. And they said, well, the price is this, if you get here within the next hour. After that, the price is going up. How's that? You want that to happen to you? It happens somewhere. It happens to somebody. And never can happen, happens all the time. So, let me give you a tune, and then we'll lick our wounds.
Show. We got about 4 minutes left. I'll tell you what I did today. One of the Patriot groups sent me a questionnaire on who would you vote for, and they give you two pitches, and like they'll have Sarah Palin and Hillary Clinton, and they'll have the governor of New Jersey versus Mike Huckabee. And you put an X in the box. So I thought I'd make up my own survey, and I sent it out. And so I got a picture of a rat, and underneath that I put a picture of Mayor Mohammed of Bloomingdale. And I printed a bulletin. It says, Mayor Mohammed of Bloomingdale trails, latest straw poll. This is the last straw. And then it says, please put an X next to your choice for any political office. And the rat's got all the X's. And then underneath him is Mayor Bloomingdale. And the caption says, somebody voted, got one vote. And instead of an X, the vote was a Y with a question mark. And underneath that, I put a say cheese. Then I said, this survey done is a public service in the spirit of unity. And it gave my radio show. Then I said, the resurrection is coming. Obama is punishing America for buying gas. You think gold is high? When the Democrats say, let's get high, I didn't know it was gas prices. This is no party. More tea, anybody? No, that's a party. So we got 3 minutes left. And I'll just comment real briefly on Kate and Bill in New England. I was shocked to learn after endorsing her that they've been living together and living in sin. And one day, if he's king, he's going to be the head of the Anglican Church. Well, they'll do the Borgias too. But the thing that cracked me up was the woman who was introducing the whole wedding routine, the British gal. She said, "Yes, this is a modern marriage." And I said, "What's so modern about this?" She says, "Yes. Well, you know what? They lived in the same apartment, but they had separate bedrooms." I said, "What, did they have time locks on the doors? Neither one could come out at the same time?" Give me a break, man. Don't BS me. Don't BS me. And I heard the Savage's sit-in tonight, a real nice guy and a real savvy guy, and he was saying how sacred marriage is between a man and a woman. And he's right. He's right on the money. And you know what? You know who gives the stats on divorce in the United States? You know who keeps the stats? You're not going to believe this. The Center for Disease Control. Oh, we're in trouble. Okay, so until we meet again, have a nice weekend, and we'll see you next time out. And we'll sign off with Navy Him.
Hi, you boys and girls. It's Captain Boycott. Today is the 6th.
We'll do the gypsy.
In a quaint caravan, there's a lady they call the gypsy. She can look in the future and drive away all your fears. Everything will come right if you only the gypsy. She can tell at a glance that my heart was so full of tears. She looked at my hand and told my lover was always true, and yet in my heart I knew, dear, somebody else was kissing you. My lover is true and will come back to me someday. Someday.